Mortal fear. Not anger, not surprise, fear. He jerked so violently that he knocked the machine gun out of the sailboat's cockpit before he could get a hold of it again. The sea was glassy, without so much as a ripple. The sails on the Mary Ann II hung limp. The boat sat motionless, the nearest land 5,000 meters below. A nameless position in the middle of the Indian Ocean. He picked up the gun and stood in a crouch, holding it to his chest, the safety still engaged. He hesitated. A feeble, half-conscious hope. What if they saw that he was armed, the way he saw that they were? But it was useless. They kept closing in. The fast motorboats, skiffs, had come out of nowhere. They were speeding toward him at the stern. Someone shouted from there. He couldn't make out the words. He turned toward the hatch where his family was still unaware below deck, spending the day out of the heat. He was just about to warn them when he heard even louder shouts from the skiffs, and his protective instincts took over. They had to be kept down there. Not a chance in hell he'd let them set foot on deck. He cocked his rifle and glanced at the spare magazine lying on the cockpit floor. The only thing he knew was bottomless dread. The first shot was his, fired straight up into the sky. More a hopeless plea than a warning. A few seconds later, the pirates answered with a volley that hit like whips around the stern, the bullets raising white jets in the water, tall and slender as spears. The last shot tore a trail through the wooden deck, splinters flying. In that moment, his world was reduced to the men maneuvering their boats and his own gun sights, which at first he found impossible to control. He fired shot after shot, driven by his instinct to keep them away, unable to focus, much less correct his aim. They moved in fast, so close that he could now see their faces. He saw how the recoil threw them backward when they fired. Yet he was completely oblivious to the white trails their shots made in the water around him, or to the dull thuds in the canvas behind. In the battle frenzy, they all shot wildly, and despite the short distance, no one had hit his mark. But then one boat made a slight change of course, so that he could see not just the bow, but also down along the side, and he fixed his eyes on the man steering the outboard motor. A clear target. One that might actually stop them. After a few long seconds, he paused and aimed. The shot hit the man's shoulder, the bullet's power at short range shattering the bone as it burst inside his body, nearly severing his arm. It hung by skin and tendons, while his torso was thrown sideways. In the shock of the moment, a very brief moment, the man sat there, expressionless. The throttle also got thrown to one side, and the boat made a violent turn. The second shot was luckier, hitting the man in the middle of his chest. Just a tremor before he collapsed. Dead. Sailing around the world. A family that dreamed of going to the Great Barrier Reef and back. But this wasn't just an adventure. It was a new beginning in a life that would otherwise have fallen to pieces. They'd passed through Gibraltar in February and spent a few months in the Mediterranean. It wasn't hard to find destinations. The Riviera, Sicily, the Messina Strait, and then the whole odyssey of the Greek islands. Outside Rhodes, for the first time, they saw dolphins playing by the bow. Near the Balearic Islands, there'd been a few days of sun, and Jenny had gotten some color. And with her tan came the bright lines around her eyes. The one she hadn't had since she sailed as a professional. Her hair was thick and wavy. She'd worn it down past her shoulders as long as anyone could remember. She was the type that, if she felt pressured or uncomfortable, quickly turned defiant, and in school she often got blamed for starting fights. But here on the boat she felt at home. She felt strong now. For the first time in ages, she liked how her husband looked at her. Carl Adam, who could win over almost anyone.